Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuf Dalid. We are holding on daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So just to discuss what this mishnah is going to be about, yesterday we had a mishnah about the Kohanim getting the or of a Karban, specifically the Karban Ola. The Torah tells us the Kohanim get the or. We discussed yesterday how that applies to other types of Kachim, but the mishnah had said that the key point in time to determine whether the Kohanim are in fact going to get the Or or not, meaning whether any psul in the Korban is going to ruin the chances for the Kohanim to get the Or, is whether the Mizbeach is going to be Zocha to the Basar. That's what the mishnah had said, that the Kol Shel Zocha Mizbeach B'Basara Lo Zocha Kohanim Ba'ora, that as long as the Mizbeach doesn't get the Basar, the Kohanim don't get the Or. The Mizbeach does get the Basar, the implication is, we discussed that implication, whether it's a true implication or not, sounds like the Kohanim would get the Or. Now, our Mishnah says, here on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, at the bottom, Kala Kachim She'ir Ben Psul, any Kachim that had a Psul that happened to it, Kodem Lehev Shetan, Eino Rosei on the Kohanim. If the Psul happened before you skinned the Karban, then the Kohanim do not get the Or, because the Psul happens before you skin the Karban, we assume that the Psul goes on the Or as well, the Kohanim don't get the Or. La'achar of Shaitan, but if the psul happens after you've already skinned the animal, then there's a psul on the Karban, Arosei on the Kohanim, then the Or does go to the Kohanim, because the psul is assumed not to affect the Or, the psul is assumed to only affect the rest of the Karban, the Basar of the Karban, but not the Or. Amr Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim said, Miyamei lo ri'isi or, sheyotei lebeis ha'sreifa. I've never seen such a thing as pasul or, as or that went out to the beis ha'sreifa. What that means is, the Rashi points out, key word, misha hufshat. Meaning I've never found that after an animal was skinned, that the or would then go lebeis ha'sreifa. If anything, the whole animal as a whole, before you do any hefshet, would go to the beis ha'sreifa. But Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, who obviously had a lot of experience in the Beis HaMikdash during this man of Bayis Sheni, nevertheless said he's never seen that Or is Yotzi the Beis HaSreifa after its Hufshat, which highlights this idea that once it's Hufshat, that Lachar of Shaitan, Arosein is going to be the Kohanim. You're not going to have a din of Sreifa on the Or. The Sefer Dam Zvachim brings up the following interesting sveikos in regards to this din, that the key time period is Mishu Hufshat. What if the psul happens after rove of the Or is Hufshat, and some of the Or is not yet Hufshat? Some of the Or is still attached. Skinning is a process, it's not an instant. So what if you're most of the way through the process, and then the psul happens? Do you say that once rove of the Or is Hufshat, it's ki'ilu, it's Hufshat kulo, rubo kikulo, and therefore it has a din of being a psul happening after it's completely Hufshat, and the Or is therefore completely the Kohanim? Or maybe you should say that no, since it's not Hufshat kol ha'or, it's ki'ilu, the psul happened before the Hefshet, and therefore the Or does not go to the Kohanim. And even if you're going to say that you don't want to say rubo kikulo, maybe you can split the Or itself. Maybe you should say that if rove of the Or is kvar hufshat, has already been removed, that Or should not become possible and should go to the Kohanim. The little bit of Or that's still on the animal, maybe should not go to the Kohanim. Maybe that should be included in the psul, and you should cut it. Or maybe, since it's still mechuber b'miktsas with the basar, even the rove that's kvar hufshat should become possible because it's still attached via the Or that's still not hufshat from the basar. And l'chari you could say the opposite also. If it's hufshat miut ha'or and rov the Or is still mechubar, do you say that the miut is kasha l'kohanim or not? Meaning, is there this idea of kodem hefsheta? Does that mean that at the gemar of the hefshet, when the hefshet is complete, that's the time that we say, oh, now the Or goes l'kohanim, now the Or is a separate entity? Or is it as the hefshet is going, we say that each, as you pull, you're pulling off more and more for the Kohanim? It's not at a single instant where all of the Or goes to the Kohanim. He doesn't have an answer for this, just raises the shaili, raises the issue. So he said that if the psul happens before the Hefshet, the Kohanim do not get the Or. So Rav David Salvechik in his Shiurim says that you should that Yesh La'ayin on this din, because L'chora, the din Sreifa is only on Basar. Din Sreifa of Kachim is L'chora always the din on Basar. The Gemara Psachim tells us that sometimes when we burn Atzamos, the Gemara says we only burn Atzamos if there's marrow in the bones, because it all relates to burning is always on the basar. If there's no malach, so you could throw out the atzamos. Then there's no mitzvah srefa on atzamos absent the basar. So he says it's difficult. Why should or be different than atzamos? Why should there be a mitzvah srefa dafka on the or that it's going to be yotzei the basar srefa even if it doesn't go to the kohanim? So where do we find such a psul that it's yotzei the basar srefa? Again, another unanswered question. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva points out, Midvarv Lamanu Sha Mafshit Sabakhar Vinimsa Trefa, Shay also Akan Ba'oro. If let's say you already skinned the Bukhar, and then after you skinned it, you discover that it's a trefa, so the Kohanim are allowed to keep the R. Why? Because you found the psul after you already skinned it. What's Rabbi Akiva telling us that we didn't already know? Well, first of all, he tells us Midvarv Lamanu. So he tells us that he's not telling us much that we don't already know, but he is telling us a little bit of a chiddush. Vinimsa Trefa, Rashi points out, when there's a psul, like a psul yotze, a psul tumma, something like that, so that could actually happen, that's likely to actually happen at some later stage after you already remove the skin. But a psul of trefa, that didn't happen after you removed the skin. The animal was a trefa when it was alive. It's just we didn't know it was a trefa. Trefa is an illness. We just didn't know it was a trefa until just now. But the animal was, in fact, a trefa the entire time. So what Rabbi Akiva is coming to be mechadesh is that according to what we've been saying, that only that any psul that happens after the hefshet does not affect the or, that means even a psul that was in reality there before, but we didn't discover until after the hefshet, even that won't affect the R. That's going to be an important point when we see the Gemara. So anyway, so that's Rabbi Akiva's din mecham omrim. Ain lo re'inu raya eliyetzel beis shreva. The Chachamim say that there's no raya whatsoever from the fact that Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim never saw or after it's hufshat be thrown to the beis shreva. That is not a raya at all, but rather any psul that was there before the hefshet, even if it wasn't discovered until after the hefshet, that or is going to be yotzei the beis hashreva. I don't care that Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim says he's never seen it happen. That does happen. Ain lo re'inu raya. Just because he never saw it doesn't mean he has seen every situation that could ever possibly come up in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there is an interesting comment to the Briska Rav over here where he asks, based on this Mishnah, based on this comment of Rabbi Akiva, that if the trefus is there the entire time, but you don't discover it until later, still the or is going to be kosher, meaning the trefus will not have affected the hefshet and the validation of that or for the Kohanim. The Briska Rav thinks that this might be a kasha on a famous shtickl Torah that his father had, that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had. Chaim Soloveitchik's bar mitzvah pshetel was on the topic, like most bar mitzvah boys probably, on the topic of nevela, the relationship between the Isser of nevela and the Isser of trefa. And supposedly he wrote it himself. It wasn't written by his father, the community rabbi or something. It was nevela versus the Isser of trefa. So the Briska Rav points out that Rav Chaim writes that when you shecht a trefa, the ikra shechita is that there won't be tumas. What does the shechita accomplish when you shecht the trefa? It's that tumas nevela won't affect that animal. But in regards to what shechita does on a trefa, the heter achila side of shechita, meaning basically Rav Chaim says there are tzvei dinim in shechita. When you shecht an animal, it accomplishes two things. Number one, it takes away its potential to become a nevela, because since it got a shechita, it wasn't shot through the head, it wasn't stabbed to death, so it didn't die. It was shechted. Therefore, it takes away its tumas nevela. Shechita is also a matir for achila. So Rav Chaim pointed out that if you shecht a trefa, it does take away the tumas nevela, but in regards to the achila, the heter of shechita did nothing for achila. There is no heter of shechita on the achila. Meaning, one might have said that if I shecht a trefa, the fact that I'm not allowed to eat it is not because it's lacking shechita, it's just because it happens to be a trefa. Rav Chaim said, no. When you shecht the trefa, the shechita lacks that koach to do anything in regards to the heter achila. So that which the behemah is nishchat and finds it's found to be a trefa, that it's also b'achila, it's not only an isit stadi on the behemah that there's an isra achila's trefa. No, it's chaser in the ikra matir of shechita. It didn't have a shechita on it in regards to heter achila. The shechita didn't work on it in regards to heter achila. That was Reb Chaim's yisod. So says the Briska Rav, over here the animal turns out out to be a treifa after the shechita. So what does that tell you? According to Reb Chaim, there was no shechita done. The shechita only worked to take away to Mustavela. But in regards to the heter achila, in regards to anything else, the heter of the shechita is completely missing, and therefore the heter of the shechita should be completely missing legabe the or as well, because by a treifa the shechita is only chal in regards to Mustavela, not in regards to anything else. So the shechita should not have been chal over here in regards to the heter of the or either. Just like it's not chal in regards to the heter of the basar la'achila, it should also not be chal in regards to the heter of the or. And the same is true by other kachim. The zrikas adam is meratz on the or when it turns out that the animal is a treifa, but it's still chaser the shechita because the shechita is only for the nevela. So how can a ritzrei adam work for the or that didn't have a heter shechita? Shechita is the first fundamental step that you need. You didn't have shechita over here, according to Reb Chaim. That's how the Brisker Rav asks on his father. Again, another question that goes unanswered. But that's the kasha that he asks on Reb Chaim Shtikl Torah from our Mishnah. Because again, according to Rabbi Akiva, even if the animal is a treifa, the or is still going to be okay as long as that treifas was only discovered later. So apparently, according to Rabbi Akiva, the shechita that you did on the treifa was matir the or. It did something. It did accomplish something other than take away the status of tumas nevela. Good, says the Gemara. So that's a familiar line. That was from the last mission we had on the top of Kufkim Lamaralf. So we said that any time the Mizbeach is not Zocha in the Basar of the animal, Kohanim are not Zocha to the Or of the animal. Which makes it sound like it doesn't matter when you did the skinning of the animal, right? That it makes it sound like if the Psul happened at any point before the Basar went on the Mizbeach, so Mela, the Kohanim are not going to get the skin. Yet, in our Mishnah, we said the exact opposite. In our Mishnah, we said, no, it all matters when the skinning happened. It all matters whether the Psul happened before or after the skinning. Not whether the Mizbeach is actually Zocha to the Basar or not. So, the previous Mishnah's money, who's that going like? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimoni. It seems to be going like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Damar ein hadam ratza ala or bifnei atzmo. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the dam cannot be Maratza on the or as an independent unit, that the or and the basar are very much connected to each other. And that was the previous Mishnah, that if the Mizbeach doesn't get the basar, then the Kohanim don't get the or, because the or and the basar are one unit. But Ema Seifa, you read in the Seifa, meaning in our Mishnah, Kalakachim Shir Ben Psul Kodem of Shaitan, that if the psul happens after the skinning of the animal, so I don't care what the mizbeach is going to get. The psul happens after the skinning of the animal, the kohanim get the or. Who's that going like? Asa'an l'Rebbe. That's assuming like Rebbe, that even if the basar is already nifsal, the zrikas hadam could be meratzeh to allow the kohanim to have the or. That even if the basar is not going to ever go on the mizbeach, doesn't matter, the kohanim can still get the or. That's assuming like Rebbe. So ask the Gemara, can that be? Reisha Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, say for Rebbe, that the Reisha is going to be going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and the Seifa is going to be going like Rebbe, that there are two different Tanaim, two different authors of these two Mishnayos. So the Gemara has two possible approaches. Either they're both going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and we have to explain our Mishnah, the second Mishnah, or they're both going like Rebbe, and we need to re-explain the first Mishnah. So Amar Abaye, mi de Seifa Rebbe hi, reisha nami Rebbe hi. So we pick the latter answer first. Abaye says, look, from the fact that our Mishnah must be going like Rebbe, who assumes that the Zrika can be matir the or as an independent unit and not be connected to the basar, the reisha must also assume that way. Umod the Rebbe she'ein hefshet kodem zrika. It's just that you never would have done the skinning before the zrika. So in the previous mission we said that kol zman that the mizbeach is not going to be zocha to the basar, the kohen is not going to be zocha to the or, that means that a psul happens before the zrika. And if it happens before the zrika, it also happened before the hefshet. So if it happened before the hefshet, then the or and the basar, then everyone agrees. Then Rabbi would also agree, obviously, that it's going to be that it's going to be psul because the or and the basar are still connected to each other. That's what it said in our Mishnah, that if the psul happens before the hefshet, so then the or does not go to the kohanim. So it's just a metzias. There's no hefshet before the zrika. The problem is, if you read the whole Mishnah, the whole previous Mishnah doesn't seem to really fit all that well. Some of the Achronim point out that the Mishnah said that the reason that the Mizbeach is, that when the Mizbeach is not Zoch in the Basar, the Kohanim are not Zoch in the Or, is because of a Pasuk. Olas ish, we darshaned Ola sha'olsa le'ish. Only in Ola that was Ola le'bailim l'shem chova will the Kohanim get the Or from. According to the Gemara, this Gemara here, that the Mishnah is assuming like Rebbe, that everything is really dependent on the Hefshet Ha'or. Everything really goes back to when the animal was, whether the psul happened before or after the animal was skinned. So even if you're ready, we're Zorik the Dam. So according to this, in the previous Mishnah, according to the way we're understanding it now, let's say you were ready Zorik the Dam, but you haven't yet been mafshit the or, you haven't yet skinned the animal, and then a psul happens in the basar before the hefshit or. So l'chor, according to what we're saying now, the quantum do not get the or, because it's all dependent on whether it happened before the skinning or after the skinning, and still before the skinning. According to the way we originally understood the Mishnah, the quantum would get the or, because it became, as soon as he did the zrika, so the basar, the mizbech became zocha to the basar. So once the mizbech was zocha to the basar, the quantum would get the or. So even if, now, if you did the zrika behechsher, and you only had the psul happen after the zrika, before the hefshet, it is Olo Lebailim L'Shem Chava. It did count for the Bailim. So the drasha, the previous Mishnah quoted from a Pasuk, doesn't fit the din that we're trying to put into that Mishnah right now. The drasha from the Pasuk was, if it's Olo Lebailim L'Shem Chava, Mela the Kohanim get the R. But we're saying, no, the key point over there was not really the Zrika. It just happens to be Zrika's always before Hefshet. But the key point is really the Hefshet. So if you sandwich it in between, you stick the Psul in between, it doesn't really fit that Mishnah. It doesn't fit the previous Mishnah. It's a bomb kasha that the Achronim ask, and again, we're leading the league in unanswered questions today. But that's a kasha to think about. Rava Amar, Rava says not the way to be miyashev. The two Mishnayos is as follows: Midereisha Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Seifanami Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Look, the Reisha is assuming like Rav Elazar Rav Shimon that Dam is only Meratzeh on Or and Basar together, and that there's no such thing as Basar that's possible and then the Or being okay. So if the ratio is going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Seifa must also be going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Aye, but the Seifa said that it all depends on the Shas Hefshet, on the time of the skinning of the animal, not on the Shas Rika. So my Kodim Hefshet, my Acher Hefshet. No, you know what our Mishnah means when it says before Hefshet, after Hefshet, before the skinning, after the skinning. It means Kodem Sheniru Lehefshet, Achar Sheniru Lehefshet. It means before it was Ra'ui to be Hufshat, and after it was Ra'ui to be Hufshat. It doesn't mean that an actual Hefshet happened. It just means before it was Ra'ui to have the Hefshet happen, to be skinned, which means a Zrika. So really, everything is Tali and the Shas Zrika, like we said before. If you look at the top Rashi, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Kosover Bezrika Ksheira Talia Heter Ha'or. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon's sheet is very clear. It's all dependent on the Zrika. If you have a kosher Zrika, then the Or is going to be Mutal Kohanim. But Nifsal Basar Kodem Zrika, Ein Or Mutar Vafilu Hufshat Kodem Psulo. It really has nothing to do with the Hefshet. It all is totally on the Zrika. That's the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon that we have been referring to. Now, says the Gemara, where do we find this machlokas? My Rebbe or my Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Where is this Rebbe? Where is this Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? What is this Shita that we refer to where Rebbe seems to assume that everything is Tali B'Shas Hefshet, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon seems to assume everything is Tali B'Shas Rika? Or put in other words, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the Dam is only Meratzeh on the animal as a whole, not on the Or separately, and Rebbe holds that the Dam could be Meratzeh on the Or separately from the rest of the animals. So where is this shita? Titania, we have a brisa. Rebbe Omer hadam miratza la or b'fnei atzmo. Rebbe holds the dam can be miratza for skin that is detached from the rest of the animal. Meaning, even if the rest of the animal is pasul, the dam could be miratza on the skin alone. Ukeshu mabasar nolad bo psul bein kodem zrika bein lachar zrika hareu keyotzibo. If the or happens to still be together with the basar, you haven't yet skinned it, so it happens to be together with the basar, so then, and there's a psul that happens. happens, regardless of whether it happens before the Zrika, after the Zrika. According to Rebbe, that's irrelevant. Rebbe doesn't care about the Zrika. He cares about the Hefshet. If the skin is still together with the Basar and there's a Psul that happens, that Psul affects the Or as well. That is the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ein ha-dam meratza ala or b'fnei atzmo. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon disagrees. He says the dam is not going to be meratza on the or as an independent entity. U'kishahu im ha-basar, when the or is together with the basar, well, it all depends on the zrika. Nolad bo psul kodem zrika, harei u'kayotze bo. If a psul happens before the zrika, well, then the or takes on the same status as the basar, and it too is subject to that psul. Achar zrika, but if the psul happens after the zrika, then hurtza basar shah achas, then by definition, if the psul happened after the zrika, the basar already became okay for at least a moment in time, the moment that you did the zrika, before you discovered the psul or before the psul happened, so that and once that basar became fine, yafshitenu va'or l'kohanim, then memela, the skin becomes okay, you could be mafshit the skin and the or will go to the kohanim. The basar has since become pasul. Yeah, but the skin has already had a permanent heter from the moment that you did the zrika. That according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the zrika is the key moment in time. Says the Gemara, this machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, this machlokas between who's it, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, is in fact perhaps parallels an earlier machlokas tanaim. So lema b'derabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua kamiflgi. Perhaps we can say that this machlokas parallels machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, normally, very often when we do this, it's amoraim we're matching up with tanaim, and we're saying, how could they do this? It's amoraim arguing in a previous machlokas tanaim. It's not that common that we're going to do this with tanaim and tanaim. But if it's a much earlier generation of tanaim, there is somewhat of an expectation that the later tanaim would have known about it and would have been goresit, but perhaps even more importantly, probably the reason we want to line it up is that if you ever are able to line something up, let's say with a machlokas beshame besilal, let's say you have two tanaim who we could theoretically paskin like either one of them, and then you're able to prove that their machlokas is the same machlokas as machlokas beshame besilal, well then you've just proven what the halacha is going to be, because if it's the same machlokas, you're obviously going to paskin like the one who holds like besilal. So similarly, when you have a machlokas from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer throughout Shas, we assume it's Shamutehu. We assume Rabbi Eliezer is from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, and therefore we don't paskin like him. So if we're going to line up a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, to a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, well, the one who draws the short end, the one who ends up paskining like Rabbi Eliezer, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, it's wonderful, but in halacha, we're not going to paskin like him, because he's going like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer is Shamutei. So if we can effectively line up these two machlokasim, it will tell us a lot about how to paskin. So anyway, so how do we see that we can line up these two machlokasim? So the pasuk says, Va'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. So Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, what do you see from there? Im ein dam ein basar, im ein basar ein dam. That the dam and the basar are very much connected to each other. That if there's no dam, if there's no proper zrikas hadam, then the basar is worthless. If there's no basar, there's no dam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam afal pisha ein basar. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, zrikas hadam could still be effective even if the basar is already nifsal. Even if something happened to the basar that made it bad, the dam could still be okay. So what does that sound like? Zrikas dam could work, even if it's not working for basar. What is it working for then? So it sounds like it could work for the or without the basar, that you don't have such a strong connection between the or and the basar. Sharm v'dams v'chachi shafeich. Imkein matam lomer v'asisa l'secha basar v'dam. What's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the pasuk v'asisa l'secha basar v'dam, which seems to strongly link basar and dam to each other? Lomer l'cha to tell you, ma dam bezrika, af basar bezrika. It's just to tell you that just like you have a mitzvah of zrikas hadam, there's also a mitzvah that we don't talk about that often of zrikas habasar. What do you mean? Something we learned earlier in the Masechta, that there is a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. So when you toss the basar onto the Mizbeach from the ramp, it's called the Zrika because it goes over open air space, which is the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. That's what he uses that pasuk to teach me. But fundamentally, Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a strong connection between Dam and Basar, and Dam is meaningless without Basar. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Dam could still be meaningful even without Basar. So what are they arguing about? Lema man yamar hurtza k'Rabbi Eliezer, uman yamar lo hurtza k'Rabbi Yeshua. So the one that says that the dam could be maratza for the or alone, meaning the shita of Rebbe, that zrikas adam is good for the or alone. So even though the basar has already become nifsal, so that works out very good according to Rabbi Eliezer. He turns out to be going like Rabbi Eliezer. But the one that says lo hurtza, that the dam cannot do anything without the basar, that dam will never work on the or alone, that if the nifsal a basar, zrikas adam is not going to help the or, so that's Rabbi Yeshua. That's assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, that dam and basar are very much connected to each other. So don't you see, therefore, that the machlokas is the same, and therefore that should that should put a checkmate on Rebbe, because he's gone like Rabbi Eliezer. So says Gemara, no. Alibud Rabbi Eliezer, kuli amalo pligi. In terms of what Rabbi Eliezer holds, everyone knows what Rabbi Eliezer holds, right? That they're not arguing. The machlok between Rebbe and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, is not about what Rabbi Eliezer holds. They know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the dam can work on or alone without working on the basar. Fine. That they agree, but they don't care what Rabbi Eliezer holds in terms of the halacha. Ki pligi alib de Rabbi Yeshua. They're arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Mandar melo hortza Rabbi Yeshua. The one that said, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, who said that the dam is not meratza on the or b'fnei atzmo, is straight up exactly like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says that the dam is not meratza on anything unless there's basar there. It can't be meratza on or alone. You need the basar. So that's straight exactly like Rabbi Yeshua. And even Mandiyamur Hurtza, even Rebbe, who held that the dam could be meratza on the or alone, Amr Lecha, he'll tell you that he's gone like Rabbi Shua as well. Why? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shua hasam el bebasa deleka pseida lekohanim. When is Rabbi Shua going to say that the dam is worthless without the basar? That's where there's not going to be any loss to the kohanim to say otherwise, because basar is not going to go to the kohanim anyway. Aval or di ika pseida lekohanim. But when you're dealing with or, where pasling the or is going to mean that the kohanim won't get it, then maybe I feel Rabbi Shua moda. When you bring or into the picture, maybe Rabbi Shua would be moda that the dam could work for the or alone. Midah d'hava d'yevan. He says, if you think that sounds strange, he says we have a precedent for such a din. Just like a case of b'di'evan, d'tanan, where we have a mishnah nitma basar o nifsal. If the basar became tame or became pasul, o shiyatzu chutz l'klayim, or it had a psul yotze, Rabbi Lezer omer yizrok. Rabbi Lezer says bizorik the dam. Rabbi Shomer, as you would expect, because Rabbi Lezer says I don't care about the basar. The dam works without the basar. You could do the zrikas adam even if the basar is already been ruined. Rabbi Shomer lo Yisrok. Rabbi Shua, as you would expect, says, no, don't be zorik the dam, the basar is already ruined. But, umod Rabbi Yeshua, shim zorak hurtza. But Rabbi Shua's mode that if you do the zrikas adam, then it is hurtza, then it does count for the bailum, the carbon counts for the bailum. So what do you see? That even Rabbi Shua holds that lechadchila, there's no din of zrikas adam without basar, will hold b'dieved, zrikas adam is effective without basar. So shasat cha k'dievedami, or hefsid, makom hefsid is k'dievedami, and therefore when there's going to be a hefsid, the kohanim, by not doing a zrika, so then Rabbi Yeshua will be moda, Rabbi Yeshua will be moda, that you should do a zrika in order to avoid the potential hefsid for the kohanim. And that's how Rebbe will touch it up, that he's not going like Rabbi Eliezer, he's going even within the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Chemdas Daniel just explains the machlok as Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon as follows, just in a very clear way. He says, Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon are actually arguing about two dinim. Number one, if the or is skinned before the zrika, and then the basar becomes pasul before the zrika. So skinning, psul of the basar, then the zrika. So according to Rebbe, the zrika is matir the or, because the zrika could be matir or bifnei atzmo. According to Rabbi Lazar, no, the zrika is not matir the or bifnei atzmo, so nothing becomes mutter. The psul happened before the zrika, too bad, everything's possible, including the or. That's one machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The second machlokas is, let's say you did the zrika sadam, and therefore the basar became hutar for shah achas, it became mutter for a moment at least, and then the basar becomes nifsal while the or is still on it. You haven't yet skinned it. So basically, zrika, psul, followed by hefshit. If you have in that order, then Rebbe is going to be machmir. Then the opinions will be flipped. Rebbe will be machmir that you have to burn the basar and the or, because it was before the Shas Hefshet, and Reb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is going to be Mekil, that the Basar is Bisrefa, but the Or is Mutar Ba'ana, because at the Shas Rika you had a moment of Heter, you had a moment of Heter for the Basar, and that immediately is Mat to the Or forever. So the Klal is, according to Reb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hefshet makes no difference. Everything depends on Zrika. This is just a good summary the Chemdas Daniel gives of the Gemara that we've had until this point. According to Reb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hefshet makes no difference whatsoever. Everything depends on the Zrika. If it became possible before the Zrika, I don't care if there was Hefshet or not. The whole thing is possible. If it became possible after the Zrika, I don't care when the Hefshet happened or didn't happen. The Or is going to be Mutter. And the Svara is that the Psul of the Basar doesn't make any Roshem on the Psul of the Or. The Basar has a Din B'fnei Atzmo, and the Or does not become batal to the Basar. And therefore, the Basar is Nifsal after the Zrika. The Or is not Nifsal, because the Zrika was Meretzeh on the Basar that was not yet Nifsal, and it's also, and therefore it's a Zrika Kshera, and as a Zrika Kshera, it works for the Or. That's from Lezer Rebbe Shimon's Svara. But if the Psul happened before the Zrika, so the Or doesn't become Nitar ever, because there was never a valid Zrika. So that's all it is. It all depends on the Zrika and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon's point of view. Fine, that's just a basic summary of the Shita. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar B'chanin Sagan Akwanim. So B'chanin Sagan Akwanim said, I never saw a single time that the Or was Yotzei the Beis HaSreifa. So the Gemara is going to ask a series of four questions. Really? You never saw it? What about this case, that case, the other case? Right? So ask the Gemara. Velo? Nahare Parim and Asrafim and Sirim and Asrafim. You never saw skin being burnt? What about the Parim and Asrafim, Sirim and Asrafim? The din is you burn the whole thing, including the skin. So what are you talking about? You never saw skin being burnt. That's ridiculous. So the mitzvasan lo kamrinan. No, I meant not when it's a mitzvah, when it's part of the ikar mitzvah, the way to bring the karban is burning the or. I'm talking about that an unfortunate or being burnt, not a fortunate or being burnt. So he says, okay, Hari Kodim Hefshet for Kodim Zrika. What if the Psul happened before the skinning and before the Zrika? So forget about the whole machlokas, which time matters, right? What if the Psul happened before both? Before the Hefshet and before the Zrika? Do you not agree then that the Or becomes Psul and the Or gets burnt? So Chaldus Kamino. He says, no, what I meant to say is, I've never seen a case where the Or was already skinned and then a Psul happened and then you go and you bring it to the base of strength. And that I've never seen after the skinning of an animal. But before, of course, yeah. It becomes possible before the skinning. Of course, you'll see it. Ve'ika achar hefshet v'kodem zrika l'rablozer Rabbi Shimon damarein adam ratzah al arba v'nei atzmo. But what about if the psul happened after the hefshet before the zrika? According to Rablozer Rabbi Shimon, then it all depends on the shas zrika. So wouldn't you burn the or then? So Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Sfirula, yeah, that's exactly the point. He doesn't hold like Rablozer Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi that everything depends on the shas hefshet. V'ibay say ma'afilu tokmak Rablozer Rabbi Shimon mo the Rabbi shein hefshet kodem zrika. Or even if he holds like Rablozer Rabbi Shimon, he's going to say that you never do a skinning before the Zrika, so therefore you never have such a metzius that the skinning happened before the Zrika and then the psul happened. Okay, vayikah nimtzas treifa b'bnei ma'ayim. What happens if it turns out that the animal is a treifa? So you've already skinned it, but now you discover that there was a problem the entire time. Shouldn't you then burn the skin also? So kasavar nimtzas treifa b'bnei ma'ayim meratzah. No, he holds that even though the treifus was there the whole time, since you only discovered it after the hefshet, it's fine. It could be meratzah. That's what he holds. Dekanami, and it's meduyik this way in the Mishnah, Dekatani, because that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah. Remember, I made a big deal out of that Rashi about what Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is. Dekatani, Amar Rabbi Akiva, midvar v'lemanusha mafshet esa b'char v'nimtza treifa she'osu hakanu b'oro. That you see, Rabbi Akiva says that even though it was a treifa the entire time, but you only discovered it after the skinning, so the skin is mutter to the Kohanim. Shema mina, so you see, that's what Rabbi Chanin's kind of Kohanim was talking about. Because where did Rabbi Akiva get his din? He said, Midvarav Lamanu. I learned it from Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim. So you see, the Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim must have been talking Dafka such a din. That was his chiddush. That even though there was a problem there the whole time, because the animal had a tray for the entire time, but you only discovered it after the hefshet, still the or is going to be mutter. So Velamai Kamashman Rabbi Akiva. But if that's what Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim was telling me, then what's Rabbi Akiva telling me? I already know it. I'm from Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim. So Kamashmalan, I feel begvulin. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva is coming to tell me that this din applies even to a Bechor Balmum. His chiddush is the word Bechor. His chiddush is that even in those types of karbanos that are brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, such as a Bechor that becomes a Balmum, that's shechted b'medina, that you could shecht anywhere, and it's only mutter ba'achila, right? But if it dies, the or is going to be usher and it requires kvura. So Rabbi Akiva is telling me that if you didn't realize that it was a treifa till after you skinned it, so then it's ki'ilu, it's nisrak dama b'mikdash, and the skin is going to be mutter. That's the point. The chiddush is that even though it was begvulin, it's a bechor bal mum, where everything happened begvulin, even then, if the treifas is only discovered after the hefshet, you could count that as if it was a psul that happened after the hefshet. Halacha Rabbi Akiva. The halacha follows Rabbi Akiva on this issue. Vaf Rabbi Akiva lo amar elik sheitiru mumcha. Avlo etiru mumcha lo. And even Rabbi Akiva would only allow this if the balmum that we're talking about was that a mumcha paskened on it that it was a balmum. But if it was never hutar by a mumcha, then Rabbi Akiva would not be makel on such a trefa. Vilks l'kedivri chacham. But we paskin anyway, like the chachamim against Rabbi Akiva. But the point is that Rabbi Akiva would have been moda even only if a mumcha had seen it. From the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin points out, this is one of the smichas people used to need to have, is to be able to determine when an animal is balmum. The Gemara tells us Amorayim that would move to a farm for months in order to be able to know all the balimum, what's a real mum, what's not a mum, to familiarize themselves with the animals. That was part of the smicha program. That's what you needed to know. It was yatir becharos, just like we have yora, yadin, they had yatir becharos, that you could be matir bechar based on a balmum. Okay, new Mishnah. And a new topic. We're no longer talking about the or. Parman Asrafim, Asirman Asrafim. So the Parman Asrafim and the Asirman Asrafim, Zbanshein Asrafim Kumitzvasan, when they're Nisraf as their normal avoda, meaning in the normal way that they're supposed to be brought, Nisrafim Beis Hadeshen. So they're burnt by the Beis Hadeshen, Umetamin Begadim, and they're Metami the Begadim of anyone who's Osek in the Sreifa. Vimein Nisrafim Kumitzvasan, if they are not Nisraf Kumitzvasan, meaning there was some sort of soul that occurred, then Nisrafim Beis Habira. Then they get burnt in the Beis Habira. The Gemara will discuss what the Beis Habira is, and they're not going to be Metame Begadim. Some of the Achronim point out that it's Mufurish in the Pasuk that those who are Misasik in the Parman Asrafim require Tvila. So why does the Mishnah only talk about the Tumas Begadim and not the Tumas Haguf? That's a little bit strange. There is a din, definitely, that there's Tumas Haguf as well, not only Tumas Begadim. Also, Sfasemis points out that, which we say that if it's not Nisrafim Kumitzvasan, that it's Nisrafim Beis Habira, so that's also a little bit difficult. Where do we know this din, that it has to be Nisraf Birushalayim? Beis Habira means someone, we'll see exactly where, but where do we know that it has to be in Yerushalayim, even though Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul, you burn it b'makom hektesh, you burn it in a holy place. But Parim, if it does not become Pasul, is burned totally b'chutz. Right? These are the Parim that are the Parim and Sraphim are burnt completely b'chutz. So why would I say that if it then becomes Pasul, it would have to be brought back in? Normally it goes the opposite way. Something l'chatila is in the mikdash, becomes pasul, so it goes out. So where would we ever get that it works in the opposite direction? So Hashem isn't sure what the source of this mishnah is. Let's say they're carrying out again, it's a cow. It's hard to carry on your back. They would carry it using sticks, but it's more than that. The Achronim point out, the Sefer Ayelas HaShachar points out that they had to carry it on sticks because as soon as they leave the Beis HaMikdash, their hands become tameh. There's a Gzered Rabbanon of Tumas Yadayim, and their hands have become Tameh. The Basar, the animal is automatically Hukshal Kabal Tumah, because Chibas HaKodesh is Makshur to be Mekabal Tumah. So they would be Metameh. So they had to carry it on sticks in order not to be Metameh. But they're carrying it on sticks. Yotzor Rishonim Chutzachomus Hazara, Vachronim Lo Yotzor. So let's say the guys in the front of the line were already outside of the Hazara, the guys in the back were not. Harishonim Metameh Begadim, Vachronim Metameh Begadim Achiyetsu. So the guys in the front are already Metameh Begadim, the guys in the back are not Metameh Begadim, because that's the key moment. When are you Metame Begadim? When you go out. Yatsu Elu Elu Metame Begadim. If they all go out, everyone's Metame Begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Metame Nachi Yutzas Ha'or Beruba. No. No one has Tumas Begadim until the fire hits most, until the fire consumes most of it. So it's way after they go out, it's after they're already burning it. Nita Chabasar Ein Asarf Metame Begadim. Now, if the basar has already been completely burnt, and then someone joins the proceedings and he starts stoking the coals a little bit more, he's not going to be Metame Begadim, because he joined in too late. He's not considered to have been Osek in the Parman Asrafim if he joins in at that point in time. So it says my Bira. So we said that you burn it by the Bira if it was not Kemitzvasan. What is the Bira? Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Malkum Yesh Harabayis of Bira Shema. It's a certain location on Harabayis called Bira. Reish Lakish Amar Kalabayis Kulo Kari Bira. Reish Lakish says, no, the entire Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. Shenemar Habira Asher Echinosi. He says there are three different places of burning, three batei hadeshen. Number one, Beis Hadeshen Gadol Haya Ba'azara. There was a large Beis Hadeshen in the Azara. Shesham Sarf and Psulei, and where there they would burn the following: Psulei Kachim Kachim Ve'Morei Kachim Kalim Uparman Esrafim Usirman Esrafim Shir Ben Psul Kodem Zrika. All of that would be in the main Beis Hadeshen. Ubeis Hadeshen Achar Haya Bahar Abayis. There was another Beis Hadeshen in the Har Abayis where they would do the following: Shesham Sarfin. If there was a psul that happened after the zrika on the parman esrafim usirim and esrafim, that's where it would be burnt. Ukimitzvasa, and then the third base hadeshen is, let's say the parman esrafim usirim and esrafim had no psul, not before zrika, not after zrika, everything was good, everything was fine on the parman esrafim usirim and esrafim. Then outside of all three machnos, that's where you would go and burn it. As we said, this is there are unusual kabbalas of parman esrafim usirim and esrafim. When everything is good, it's burned outside. When things are bad, it's burned inside. Question is, how far inside depends on how bad, right? If it was the psul happened after the zrika, so it would be on the harabayis. If the psul happened before the zrika, it would be, again, the worse it is, the closer it is in. Then it would be in the azara. Tani Levi says, Shlosha Beis Hadeshanin Hain. He says, I agree that there are three Batei Hadeshan, but a little bit different. Beis Hadeshan Gadalei Bazara, Shesham Sarfin. They burnt the following: Psuli Kachim Kachim, Mori Kachim Kalim, Upar Man Sarfim Sim Rasarfim Shir Ben Psul, Bein Kodem Zrika, Bein Liacha Zrika. The big Beis Hadeshan in the Azara, they would burn the Pasul Upar Man Sarfim Sim Rasarfim Shir Ben Psul, regardless of whether it was before Zrika, Liacha Zrika. Unlike the previous statement, that's where it was burnt only if it was before Zrika, if the Psul happened before Zrika. Ubeis Hadeshan Achara Yabar, Bai Shem Sarfim Upar Man Sarfim Sim Rasarfim Shir Ben Psul, Be Yitziyasan. That's where you would burn them if there was a Psul, Be Yitziyasan. When they were brought out, not just the Achar Zrika, but B'Yitziyasan. U'kimitzvasan chutz l'sholosh machanos. And whenever you're burning the parman esrafim usirim and esrafim the way they're supposed to, then it's chutz l'sholosh machanos. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Lina Ma'usha told parman esrafim usirim and esrafim. Does Lina, is there a psul Lina on parman esrafim usirim and esrafim? What's the issue? Mir min kima hanya Lina bebasa debar achila, aval hani lav me'achil l'ninu lo, odim lo shna. Do we say that a psul lina is only chal on basar, or do we say a psul lina could be chal on anything? We're going to try to bring three rayas. Amar Rava, raya number one. Hamil si bayle labaya pshat nele meha. Abaye asked the same shayla, and he answered it from the following: Vishavin shem chishev ba'achilas parmu b'sreif fasan shelo asaklum. That a machshava psul doesn't work on parman esrafim. So my love, in the machshava lo pasal lina nami lo pasla. So if psul machshava doesn't work on it, doesn't that tell you psul lina also doesn't? No, it's not a raya. V'dil machshava lo pasal lina pasla. Who says they're related? Maybe psul machshava doesn't work, but psul lina would still affect a parman esrafim usirman esrafim. Right, number two, tashma parman esrafim usirman esrafim molin ben misho huktashu. You violate meila on them after they become kodesh. Nishchatu hukshuli pasul b'tful yom chusru kipurim. Ubelina. Once they're shechted, then they become possible with the Tvul Yom, Chusuk Purim, or through Lina. My love, Lina's Basar. Doesn't that tell you that Lina's Basar is going to affect the carbon even though you're not supposed to eat the Basar anyway? So lo, Lina Seymurin. Not a Raya. Maybe it's about Lina Seymurin, not Lina's Basar. I v'amiduktani seva kolon molin ben besedeshen achiyutach ha-basar. But didn't our Mishnah say that you can still... that everyone is moel in the Beis Hadeshen until the basar is completely consumed? Didn't it say this? I mean, the seifa basar reisha nami basar. So if the seifa is talking about basar, the reisha must also be talking about basar, not the emurim. So therefore, you have a right that the psul lina works even on parman esrafim. So no, midiri seifa basar reisha emurim. Who said that they have to be talking about the same thing? Maybe the seifa was talking about basar, the reisha was talking about emurim. Third and final raya tashma. Titani levi shiru ben psul bi yitziyasan. My love lina. Levi said that there's a case that there's a psul that happens be it's yasan. What psul happens be it's yasan? Isn't that talking about a psul lina? So lo, psul tumah, psul yitzia, other psulim. Psul tumah, psul yitzia, who says psul lina? Nothing to do with lina. So three attempted rayas, all of them failed, and therefore we're left with the shaila, it's nibai d'livshita and the gemara, whether there is a psul lina, parma, srafim, 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 tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Lazar, shaila, by Rabbi Lazar.